found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Good afternoon. Welcome in once again. It's Jimmy B and TC here. 1700 KBGG with you for the next 2 hours as we talk the world of sports up until 6 o'clock here this evening. A busy show, a Super Bowl recap as we put a cap on the football season for 2017-2018. Jimmy B on the road today. He's going to join us to kick off the program. John Bonecamp from the Burlington Hawkeye, a voter in the AP Top 25. He'll be by at about 4:20 this afternoon. Sean Tomlinson will recap the Super Bowl with him, lead writer at Bleacher Report on the NFL. You and I head coach Ben Jacobson will be by, and Wolfgang at about 5:35. It's a busy one. Jimmy B is out and about, and luckily for him, he is not dealing with this crappy weather. What's up, Brinson?
Hey, man. Lucked out. Got out of Dodge, I guess, just in time. So, man, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear what's going on there. Look, that game last night, Trent, I have seen every Super Bowl that has been played since its existence, okay? I've either seen it on TV or I have been. And I've been to about, I'd say at least 12, maybe, Super Bowls in my time here covering sports. That game was one of the most intense games that I think that I have seen, because you only had one punt. Special teams didn't do squat in that game for most of the entire game. It was all offense against the defense, and I'm telling you, pal, it was one of those games, and we laugh about it all the time. Whoever has the football last is going to win. It didn't happen in this particular game. Patriots had the ball last, couldn't get it done, but still, it had that feel to it.
Great game, entertaining, and that's all we can ask for without a rooting interest on either side. A good way to cap off the season. And well, you can say a lot of things about New England, and we certainly have throughout the years, Jim. A lot to be said about that organization, cutting corners. But you can't knock them for the games they play in the Super Bowl, at least the last eight of them with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They've all been entertaining, Jimmy B. They've all been good games.
They have. And look, I take Brady every time. If that's look, he just never fails to entertain when he is on the field. Trent, the guy throws for over 500 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and his team gets beat. It's incomprehensible that that would be the case, but Philadelphia never quit, kept attacking, and I think that was key. They just had that mindset that we are going to put the pedal down and we're not going to take our foot off. And if we make a couple of mistakes, no big deal. We're just going to go right back and keep going as hard as we possibly can, straight ahead. To me, that's the mindset you have to have. You cannot, if you have a little bit of a lead, sit back and try to coast in against the New England Patriots. Other teams, Jacksonville tried to do that. Didn't happen. You saw it in the Super Bowl last year when they came back from 28-3 to beat Atlanta. Tried to take their foot off of it a little bit. Can't do it. And Philadelphia had exactly the correct mindset in order to attack, attack, attack. And that thing about, well, defense always wins championships. You got two key defensive plays. The interception that New England had off the Alshon Jeffrey bobble. And then the terrific pass rush when they finally got to Brady and forced the fumble. That was it, Trent. Other than that, it was an offensive explosion, and it was sensational.
It was. And New England, I just kept waiting for them to make a play defensively, yeah, and get it. And you mentioned the interception that they got. You know, if Jeffrey hauls that pass in, they're on their way to going up 22-6, and for all intents and purposes, the game was over. Yes, we saw the big comeback last year with Atlanta up 28-3, but the way that Peterson kept going, didn't sit back, and continued to press the issue. And really, I think the only negative to the game that I saw in terms of coaching for Peterson was right up at the end with 2:03 left after that timeout. They ran the ball instead of throwing it there because you're going to hit the 2-minute warning regardless. I think
right.
they should have thrown
yep.
it there. But outside of that, it was just consistently going after it. And, oh, New England gets a stop? No, no. Philly's going to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see the continued evolution of coaching. And we see it more and more, guys going for it on fourth down, going, keeping the aggressiveness up. It's something that you just have to do. You know, teams are too good to sit back and just play the punting game and play field position. A new age is upon us, and I think last night's Super Bowl was a perfect illustration of what that is. The RPO had a lot of conversation. You know, we talk a lot about college football here. We've seen what that has perforated its way through football in general, but now at the NFL level, and I got thinking, so what teams need to go this same route now? What do we need to get a Doug Peterson disciple to find somebody that knows how to run the RPO? You know, and the first thing when I was thinking about that last night that jumped to my head are the Cowboys. You know, if the
yeah.
Cowboys all of a sudden decide, you know what, let's bring in somebody, enough with this Jason Garrett garbage, and let's run an offense with Dak Prescott at the controls, Ezekiel Elliott in the backfield, a good offensive
yep.
line. You have the perfect offense to run the RPO system. Nick Foles is a good quarterback. I think we can find, we can go back to saying he's a good quarterback. But he looked otherworldly, and he did it again last night. The same guy that we saw at the beginning of his run after the Carson Wentz injury to what he became. I mean, just go back to the Atlanta game. They still weren't comfortable. But over the last two football games that he played, he goes from just being a guy that, oh, remember that one great season he had with Chip Kelly in Philadelphia
yeah.
to MVP, a Super Bowl winner, and possibly a very rich man here in the not-too-distant future.
All right, here's the next point, then. He has 1 year left that pays him a little over $7 million. Is Cleveland on the phone right now trying to make a trade to get him? Is Jacksonville on the phone? The Arizona Cardinals. They're looking for a quarterback. Are they on the phone? The guy played his college ball at Arizona. He's only, what, Trent, 28, 29? I don't think he's 30 yet.
Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know exactly his age, but
yeah.
So you're saying that everybody should go after him, huh?
What I'm saying basically is if you're a team in need of a quarterback and you just saw him do it in back-to-back games under the most intense pressure that you could possibly get, the playoffs, and then the Super Bowl, I would think that you'd be foolish not to make a phone call to see if Philadelphia would be interested in cutting some sort of deal. I mean, a GM has to do that. If they say no, okay, but at least you reached out and you made the effort to try to snag a guy like that. Look, I know that Kirk Cousins is a so-called hot guy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, what has Kirk Cousins won?
Oh, he hasn't
had won anything.
Well, he hasn't had a whole lot around him either.
Well, I understand. I get that. I get it. But still,
who would you
he
rather
hasn't
have?
Won anything.
Who would you rather have, Kirk Cousins or Nick Foles?
I'll take Nick Foles right now. He sold me. Absolutely, the kid sold me. Watching those performances. And if you were a team like, I'll just say Arizona, they have a good defense. And they don't have a starting quarterback. They got a couple of backups and that's it. It wouldn't hurt to pick up the phone and make that call since he played his college football at the University of Arizona. If you're Cleveland, you got to make that call. I mean, you're going to try to get Kirk Cousins as well, but you have got to make that call to see if you could strike a deal to get Nick Foles. He's four times better than what's on your roster right now.
I'd be careful. It was a perfect, perfect setup for him. It's the same guy that was about out of the league. I think he can be good, but what are you giving up? All right, Jimmy B, you Mr. Arizona GM, you make my phone call here. I am the GM of the Eagles. What are you offering me?
I'm offering up like a second-round pick.
And?
And three biscuits and popular food in Arizona, that's... pancakes, Waffle House, something like that. Look, I don't know what the asking price would be. What I'm saying is that if you're a team in need of a QB, and the way that he handled that so well, and he got better as in each game, that I would be making a phone call. I would at least inquire about it. Look, if they say, Trent, hey, we want two first-round picks, well, you hang up the phone. But he's not even 30 years old, a veteran quarterback, and if you plug in the system that he's obviously comfortable in, and he was certainly comfortable, you might be able to take your team from not being a playoff team and not even close to it to being a playoff contender.
Well, and that's what you have to do. I mean, you have to put the right system around him, and then you get back into, you know, system quarterbacks and how well that works and what you have to give up and then the pieces that you have to put around him. He still had an incredible offensive line. Look, Nick Foles, he didn't get pushed off his mark. The Patriots never got to him. They never could generate a pass rush. He's got Alshon Jeffrey on one side. He's got a slew of running backs beside him. He had a lot of talent around him, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the cautionary part, at least for me. Great story. Unbelievable. I was rooting for the guy. It was great to see. But it has to be the right system, it feels like. It doesn't feel like this is just a plug-and-play. You got your franchise quarterback for the next half decade. There's going to be more that goes into it. And that's why I think it's important that you have to be willing to pay the right price. It can't be, you know, a one and two twos. It can't be, you know, twos over the next 3 years, because there are more pieces that need to go along with it.
I agree with you 100%. That is correct. I don't know what the asking price would be, but like I said, if you're a GM from a team that's in need of a QB, then at least you should make that call and at least get the conversation started. If the asking price is outrageous, then you say, hey, thanks, and hang up.
All right, Jimmy B, so you're watching last night in your undisclosed location, and as you're watching any Super Bowl commercials get you revved up, you probably still think Dilly Dilly's funny, right?
I'm past that. I'm way past that. Yeah, right. And the Bud Light Night. I don't care about that. But I did love the Manning commercial, and where they recreated the dance. I thought that was absolutely hilarious from the Dirty Dancing movie. And then they get the closing one when Beckham is running down the field and jumps into Manning's arms. That was classic. It was good stuff, really good stuff.
I like that one. Yeah, I got a kick out of that one. The Tide commercial I thought was pretty good, the first one.
Yes, yeah. You
know, going through all the different kind of commercials that are out there and the, I don't know, mini ad within the commercial. I did think that was pretty old. But overall, I don't know. I mean, that's time to go get another beer, go grab some chicken wings. You know, I just...
I'm not a big commercial guy. It's not like I'm sitting there waiting for the commercials. Did you enjoy Justin Timberlake's halftime performance?
Well, I don't know if we've ever conversed about Justin Timberlake. I'm a big fan. I'm a big JTT fan.
I
think he's good. I think he's talented.
He is good.
I like the music. I can dance to it a little bit. You know, not real well, but yeah, I like Timberlake. I thought last night's performance, certainly the first half, maybe two-thirds, was terrible. I thought it was bad. I thought it was really bad early on. Now, turned around late, it got better. Obviously, the Prince tribute that we knew was going to happen, that improved things. But overall, I don't think it was his best effort. Maybe it was that ugly deer shirt he was wearing.
I don't know. I had no idea what the hell he was wearing there, but you're right. Hey, look, he did put on the new Michael Jordan sneaks. That was the big topic of conversation was, new sneaks coming out, Jordan sneaks. Everybody's going to have to go get them now.
Those aren't new. Those are Jordan 3s. What are you talking about, new?
Oh, I thought they were new ones.
No, those are the 3s. Come on, Brinson.
Oh, okay. All right.
Those are old school. Those are my days.
I can't afford to buy them.
Get out of here. Just sell one of your houses. You'll be fine. All right. Well, you get back to doing whatever you're doing, and we'll talk again tomorrow, all right?
All right, pal. I'll see you then. Later.
Jimmy B checking in from the road. We'll come back on the other side. We got more Super Bowl coming up at about 4:40 this afternoon. Bleacher Report Sean Tomlinson, he'll be by. But next, we're going to talk college basketball. We'll talk some Hawkeyes. We'll talk about the AP Top 25. John Bonenkamp, who is the voter from our fine state in the AP Top 25. We'll talk some college buckets with him. And with the upsets over the weekend, Duke and Kansas going down, and Arizona, they lost to Washington. What that did to the Top 25 for John Bonenkamp. That's coming up as we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Jimmy B and TC.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
My name is Natasha, and I'm with Komen Greater Iowa. We've been teaming up with Iowa Wild for 5 years now to host Pink in the Ring. If you've never been, this is the year. Join us at Wells Fargo Arena on Saturday, February 10th. We'll have lots of giveaways and a silent auction. If you're brave enough, you can get your head shaved or color your hair pink. After the game, don't miss the live jersey auction, where you could take home your favorite player's jersey. So come on out Saturday, February 10th at 6 p.m. Wear your pink and help us raise money for life-saving services in our area. For more information and to buy your tickets, go to homeingreateriowa.org. See you there.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. A bad cold and flu season is upon us. The main difference between them is the flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. Or online, washersystems.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Well, it's that time of year again. Tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy V and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Well, Brinson's day is over 15 minutes in. You got me for the next, little over hour and a half. Luckily for you, though, I got great people to talk to this afternoon, including our next guest. He is John Bonacamp from the Burlington Hawkeye. He's an AP voter. He covers the Hawkeyes. He covers the Leathernecks. He covers the Cyclones, Panthers, and Bulldogs as well. He does it all at the Burlington Hawkeye. What's going on, John?
Not much. How you doing today?
Oh, you know, I went out in between shows today, had to make a quick sales run. So, yeah, that was not a good idea. The weather is terrible.
Not.
I might just sleep here tonight. What do you think?
That's a good idea. There was one, I'll never forget, a few years ago when we had that 20-inch snowfall. I thought I was going to get stuck down here. I'd packed. I'd brought a pillow and everything.
Well,
somehow they got us home that night. So.
Well, I do have a blanket in here, though no pillow, and I'm sure I could find somewhere. I'm going to battle the conditions. I don't live too far away from the studio. I think I can make it.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. Well,
it's never you. It's always the idiot that's out on the road that you know.
Truer words I don't think have been said.
Exactly.
There. Well, it's not you, it's me. It could pertain to Iowa defensively. Boy, this Hawkeye basketball team, John, there's been the good moments. There have been few and far between, but the win against Minnesota was fun. A couple of weeks before against Wisconsin, everything, all right, they're starting to figure it out. But they give up a boatload against Nebraska. Well, that was a good Nebraska team. Penn State's all right, but they're running dunk lines against Iowa in the second half of that game. How does it get to this point? I know there's some deficiencies individually in these guys defensively, but how can a group play this poorly, seemingly game in and game out?
Like I said, and I've said this before, and defense is a mindset. You have to go want to shut somebody down. You want to go knock somebody down. You want to impose your will. If you are a good defensive team, you want to impose your will on that end of the court. I mean, because you're not always going to shoot the ball well. But, you know, like I said, you don't always pack your offense, but you always pack your defense. And so when you're not playing well defensively, and you're at this point in the season, it's not going to get better. There isn't going to be some sort of magic wand that's going to be waved right now. And, I mean, this team just doesn't have the defensive mindset that you need to have to win in the Big Ten.
They're young. You know, it's only one underclassman that's out there, but not like Jordan Bohannon's going to get much more athletic. I struggle to see all of a sudden that Isaiah Moss turns into a lockdown defender. So with that being said, how do you get better? How does this team get better on that end outside of just getting more experience? And that'll be something that happens going into next year, but is it time to look at what they do? Is it time to bring in a defensive guru as an assistant coach, something like that? Because something needs to be done.
Well, I've always said that if there's a change on the staff, I think you do bring in somebody to. But I mean let's be honest. And I mean, some of these Iowa teams over the last couple of years haven't been really good defensively, but they've been able to cover it up with good offensive play. But they've always also had a defensive stopper, whether it was Anthony Clemens, whether it was Eric May, some of those guys that you could bring in and lock somebody down. And right now, they don't have that with this team, and they don't and as tall as they are, they don't have that guy at the back that can cause trouble if somebody does get through the front end of your defense. So, again, it goes back to, I mean, and I've said this before, look at the top 10 teams in the country. All of them have some sort of defensive identity. You know, you can sit there, you know, people can sit there and say all they want that, oh, Virginia plays this boring style of basketball. Well, guess what? They're number two in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wouldn't you rather be number two in the nation right now? You know, so I think it just has to be within the program, within the players, within the coaching staff. There has to be this mindset that if this team is going to be a legitimate contender in the Big Ten next year, and to me, the talent is there. Why some of this is a little befuddling. You're going to have to play defense, whether it's you're going to be a zone team, whether you're going to be a man team, whatever. You're going to have to start locking people down. You guys have to start shutting people out, and you have to start doing things. Penn State getting to the basket, that's too easy. You know, you have to make it very difficult, and I'm not saying be a dirty team, but you have to be a little bit more physical, and you have to keep them from getting to the basket. You know, the best teams play good defense. The best teams play physical defense.
And we're not seeing that out of Iowa. We know they can score. They're going to be able to score next year. And, you know, I've been a proponent. In fact, I said it this summer. I think it was something that Frey McCaffrey should have done. Go spend a week with Jim Boeheim. Find out. Because they have length. You know, they have some length out there. So a matchup zone is maybe something that could be effective. And Fran loves to have these guys that are kind of interchangeable pieces. Well,
right.
There you go. There's defense that makes sense.
There's the length. There's a height and length to this team that should make it a very good zone team. And, you know, I don't think there's enough speed there and enough. And I mean, there isn't enough communication there to be a good man team. So to me, this has to be a zone team, whether it's 2-3, whether it's 3-2, whether it's the 1-3-1, in my mind, is probably the best defense for this team, given its physical attribute.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, but it hasn't been, they haven't played good in either man or zone this year. So to me, that's a disconnect between the players and what needs to get done. There needs to be a change in mindset, I think, moving forward for this team to be successful, because, you know, and I know, and I've said this before, and it does sound stupid to say, you're not always going to outscore everybody.
No.
You're not going to win 98-90. You some nights you have to win 60-55. And so you have to have that kind of team that can win those kind of games.
Iowa right now, 242nd in the country in defensive efficiency.
Yes.
That is far and away last out of Power 5 conference teams, or even Power 7, I think, if you want to throw the Big East and the American in there as well. John, right. It's been a frustrating year. Iowa State has some of their own frustrations, gives up a 15-0 run. UNI continues to go the wrong way. Drake gets a win over the weekend, but Big Four-wise, we're going to be shut out this year. What are we going to do in March? Do you have a team we can adopt?
East Tennessee State.
Steve Forbes?
I'm sure that was going to get caught. I'm sure that was going to get asked at some point, because somebody voted for them in the AP poll this week. But it's Steve Forbes, Lone Tree guy. I watched him play high school basketball, you know, and they've won 15 in a row. They're 21-4. Their last loss was a 2-point loss at Xavier back in December in a game they probably should have won. So if you want to adopt a team that's got an Iowa connection, there you go, East Tennessee State. So I'm all about the Buccaneers right now.
I see that. I just popped it up. You are the only voter.
The only one.
That has East Tennessee State in the top
25. Kingmaker.
All right, so we finally got some upsets this week. Little bit of movement. Duke, Kansas, Arizona all go down. Of those three, who's the one that you still believe can win a national title? Not win four to get to a Final Four. Of those three, all have varying levels of certainly success and talent on the team. Who's the one that if you had to put money down on betting to win the whole thing that you'd still be betting on?
I would say Duke. I mean, and it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. They have a defensive mentality, and they can lock teams down. And so to me, that's, you know, I don't know what Kansas's problem is right now. I just keep thinking they should be better than what they are, and maybe they will be here in a couple weeks. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think Duke's probably in that area that can kind of make a run just because of the way they play defense, and that can be a big thing in March. So of the three, that's probably the one I'd say has the best chance. But I still like, you look at that top three, I like Villanova, I really love Virginia, and I really, really love Purdue. So, you know, I mean, like I said, it all comes down to defense, I think, and then when you get into March especially. So, I mean, the teams that are equipped to play defense are the ones that are going to win games.
So you have Duke at number 9 in your latest AP Top 25. Kansas mm-hmm. comes in at number 10. Then after that, St. Mary's and Gonzaga. Saw St. Mary's in that victory against Gonzaga a couple weeks back, went on the road. That was impressive. Both teams, it's still difficult to really know where they are. We see both sure. these programs that have, you know, had varying successes throughout the season. Gonzaga finally breaks through, gets to the Final Four, gets to the title game last year. But they just keep piling up wins because even BYU this year is down a little bit. And the rest of the conference, how difficult is that when you have a team and teams in this case like that, that it's still hard to get a handle on them?
Well, sure it is. And I mean, but I mean, a lot of times, and again, things I've talked about before, you know, you like the teams that play really well in conference play and the teams that know how to survive. And right now, again, those are two teams that have really done that, that they've survived going on the road in a league game and you know, the travel, and I mean, that's a god-awful conference for travel when you think about it. And so it's like, again, you really kind of admire some of those teams at this point that have survived and have played, you know, and have the records that they do and surviving in conference play. Because, like, conference play is a different animal. I've said this many times before. You know, you're always going into a hostile gym. You know, you're always, you know, the hostility is a little bit different in conference play. So, to me, these are teams I think are really good. You'll learn more about them in March, and you'll learn more about them in the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, because now all of a sudden they are going to be playing Power 5 teams. But, I mean, certainly both of them are talented to this point that they can make a run in the tournament and do some good things and beat some good teams, I think.
So you drop Arizona. This is if I
that was. I think I probably dropped them a little too.
You did. You did. If I was going to say, if I was Gary Parrish, here's the poll attacks for a Monday. Here I
oh
come.
Oh, my God. Somebody out there has got to be worse than I am today. But anyway, so.
I'm sure
there's
there
a couple people that had them at 19.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, and what anyway. Are there? Are there 55 voters? Is that what it is? 57?
Yeah. No, 62.
Oh, 62, even more than that. Yeah. Regardless, so there's a bunch of them, and yeah, I'm sure there's somebody worse. But when I was looking at it, East Tennessee State, obviously, that jumps off.
Right.
And the other one was Arizona going from 9 to 18 with...
Yeah, that was a little too that was a little too big, I think. And I thought about that this morning when the poll came out. I was like, yeah, you know. But and again, those things kind of correct themselves over a week's time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, if they lose again next week, you know, like I said, yeah, probably. That was probably a little bit too deep, but I probably cut a little too deep on there. But they're you know, somewhere in that 13 to 16 range in my mind. You know, and I mean, you look at all those teams from about 13 to 20, you could put them in any spot, and I think you're accurate in my mind.
See, and Arizona's the team out of that group. I still believe in the talent, and we've heard Sean Miller this year say he doesn't know if the guys are even listening to him. But
right.
Trier, DeAndre Ayton, who might be the number one pick. Riley Alkins, I love watching that kid play when he's healthy. Jackson Cartwright, their point guard. I mean, they have so many pieces, and it is such a talented team. I think out of that kind of group, we're like, they're all kind of okay, from Tennessee to Ohio State. It's still Arizona for me. If I'm picking a 4 or 5 seed to make it to the Final Four, that's who I'm still going with. Am I crazy?
No, I don't think so. But in my mind, I think they should be better.
Yeah.
And I mean that. So it makes you think, well, why have they lost some of these games? What's the problem there? And so, like I said, you could, to me, they're in that. To me, they. If I had to like sit down and probably have maybe about another 20 minutes last night of thought about it, I probably would have had them in that 13-16 range. And so, I mean, because that's what I think they are right now. I just think that their resume is such that they should be a lot better than what they are, but they're not.
All right, last thing for you. Back to a future Hawkeye,
okay.
Joe Weiskamp. He's going to be making mm-hmm. his way, well, your squad, the Greyhounds. Do I got that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Going to be making their way to take on Muscatine. You've seen this guy play, I'm sure, plenty of times before. Tell Hawkeye fans that are down in the dumps just what they'll be getting next season.
He's a really nice player. I mean, he's a six, you know, what is he, 6'6", 6'7"? Can shoot the three. The one game I saw him last year, it was one of those games where he could have probably scored 80 on Burlington. But he was getting his teammates involved. He was throwing the ball around. And that's the thing. He's not surrounded by a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, as witnessed the other night when you saw the scoreboard shot of Muscatine with 31 points and he had 31 points. So, I mean, he's a really good player, and he's unselfish, too. He's a good kid. And so there's a lot to like about him. And, you know, one of the things about him that I think will translate well when he gets into Big Ten play, he's seen a lot of double teams, triple teams, physical play, because people know if they take him out, they have a chance to win. So he's going to kind of be ready, I think, for what he's going to see in the Big Ten when he starts to get shoved around a little bit. So to me, he's going to be a really vital piece to this team, because I think with his length, with his ability to play the game, I've talked to people who've seen him play AAU ball. He looks like a really, really good basketball player, and I think he will do very good things when he gets to Iowa.
Can he play defense?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it all goes back to mindset. And so, you know, again, like I said, this team has the length and the size. They should be better defensively than what they are. And I think he just adds another piece to that.
Good stuff. Hey, John, always good talking with you on a Monday. Appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good one. See you later.
John Bonenkamp from the Burlington Hawkeye and an AP voter in the AP Top 25. You can go over, you can check out his top 25 and everybody else's, collegebasketball.ap.org, and always love to check that out on a Monday with the new rankings out and see what our guy from our state is voting on as well. We'll come back on the other side, change our attention, we'll go back to the Super Bowl next. Sean Tomlinson will stop by from Bleacher Report, his thoughts on the big game and much more as we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. It's Jimmy B and TC.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700kbgg. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
One of the scariest things that can happen to pet owners is having your pet go missing. That's why the Animal Rescue League of Iowa has partnered with iowapetalert.com to help reunite lost pets with their owners. We post every lost pet that arrives to our doors on this website within 24 hours, and the public can post lost and found pets and sign up for notifications too. Learn more at iowapetalert.com.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey,
sister, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782 on insurance.
Liberty did what?
I know. It's a lot of money, right?
What'd you say?
Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Visit us online to get a quote.
What?
I said, visit us online to get a quote, and you can save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Are you still talking?
Saddle up the family and head out to Pizza Ranch for lunch or dinner. Our menu includes pizza, the country's best chicken, and a full buffet. And don't forget about our favorite cactus bread dessert topped with ice cream. We've got it all with a variety of crust, sauces, and toppings. Pizza Ranch has legendary pizzas that'll tempt your taste buds. Stop by our Altoona, Newton, Urbandale, and Waukee locations today to try our mile-long buffet or our new limited time only sweet chili pizza. Come try it all. Kids even eat free on Tuesdays. Also, don't forget, if you're having a party, event, or meeting coming up, there's no better answer for feeding a bunch of hungry people than catering with your favorite pizza and chicken from Pizza Ranch. We're growing our to-go and catering in the metro and are offering an exciting new $6 take-two carryout deal. Stop into any of our Pizza Ranches today for carryout or call us today for delivery. Pizza Ranch is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Pizza Ranch gift certificates to use at the Altoona, Newton, Urbandale, and Waukee locations for only $25. Get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy V and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Oh, yeah. Trek out of back with you running solo this afternoon. Say it ain't so. Oh, yeah, the say it ain't so because football, it's over. We have a long, long offseason in front of us. Here to put a cherry on the top of the Sunday, though, that was this football season is our man from BleacherReport.com, Sean Tomlinson, who joins us on the program. Sean, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, it's same to you. The long dark winter ahead. Huh? That's always, you know, it to me the day of Super Bowl is like how most people it is for the day after Christmas, right? It just sort of, yeah. But we'll get some happy thoughts going here first, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting off season. We got a lot of different parts. We're certainly gonna pick your brain about with that, but. To the game from yesterday, and as you go back and you look at it, and at least my feeling throughout, you know, all right, Patriots off to a slow start. We've seen this before, but the Eagles weren't stopping them. You figured it was just going to continue, and the Patriots would get a stop, and here we go, but it just never came. That break that seemingly always goes the Patriots' way, it was never there, and then finally, you know, the big breakthrough moment in the strip sack of Brady. Up by five, they get the field goal and one last opportunity. I was just always waiting for what seemed to be inevitable. Where were you as you were going through the course of the game?
Yeah, I entered into it, and I think I even said this to you last week. You know, I expected the Patriots to win, but the Eagles to cover, meaning the translation of that is close game throughout. And that did happen, but the way it happened was just absurd. Like it was like watching an old school arena league game or something. It just it didn't make sense. There was just no defense whatsoever, and the constant just back and forth. You know, over 1,000 yards of offense. And to see a quarterback. You know, say what you will about Tom Brady and the Patriots. I know it's a team people love to hate, and there's lots of celebration about that today. But passing for 505 yards with 3 touchdowns and losing is not supposed to happen, ever. And as far as the Patriots getting a break, I mean, it just any sort of – and it was silly 2 weeks ago when we're talking about, oh, this ref conspiracy. First of all, do you know how hard it is to officiate an NFL game, let alone call it in one team's favor? but when you have those moments like the reviews, like the Ertz play, that sort of looked like the James Jones or the for a few weeks back. It just those calls didn't quite fall the Patriots' way, and I'm thankful they didn't, because we would have had a meltdown with that catch rule. And you know, we can now look forward to an off season of talking about that constantly too.
Yeah, well, hopefully in this off season that rule gets interpreted a better way, because I thought they were going to overturn it, and the Corey Clement touchdown as well, it didn't, and that's good news, I think, for general football fans. But like you and I that have been watching football throughout the year, we've seen those plays go the other way. And a way to simplify that rule, can that happen? Can the NFL go back to what they built in the catch rule and touchdown rules and the like? Is that a big topic for you this offseason?
It's the biggest. And I've spent an unhealthy amount of time thinking about this, as I think a lot of people have, who are frustrated by that rule. And you think about it, it's, you know, whether you're playing catch in the backyard or at the beach with your buddies, we all can know what a football catch is because we've all done it. We're like, what's your first instinct when you catch a football? It's to bring it in your body, right, and sort of secure it, and then you've caught it. But the problem is that every, you know, this idea of going to the ground, you know, and all the spectacular catches, most of them involve that. Well, if we just went back to the time when, okay, if your knee hits the ground, then we determine that you've got it, and now you're a ball carrier, well, then that's going to lead to potentially more fumbles and more turnovers, right? Because if, and that's a slippery slope then. And so you have to have something about going to the ground and maintaining it. But the problem is that replay is a terrific thing. It's let us get calls correct. But this minor sort of jostling of the ball that we look at, whether it's the Dez Bryant play from a few years back, receivers are getting unfairly punished for that. And really, they're getting punished for trying to score when they're reaching for the end zone. So, you know, I think for once the league is on the right track when they say they want to go back from scratch to scratch and really try to find that mid-ground. But it's a difficult sort of balance to walk there.
You mentioned Tom Brady, and in a game where he throws for 500 yards, doesn't throw an interception. At least to me, it felt like he left some plays on the field. He wasn't, and that just shows you the standard that he has set, where he has a game like that, a historic Super Bowl, and it feels like he wasn't at his best.
Yeah, there were a few throws that he missed, certainly. You know, and there was a catch he missed too.
Yes.
And that will stand out as this sort of back and forth between the two quarterbacks who could pull off the best reception there. but it really comes back to the fact that Tom Brady doesn't play defense for me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a Patriots defense that throughout the year, yes, they had some struggles to begin with and a bit towards the end of the year, but where they made their mark was they were able to be strong in and around the red zone with only a little over 15 points allowed per game, that tops in the league. And when they were just ripped apart continually, letting these chunk plays up, all Tom can do is sit there and watch and sort of shrug his shoulders and say, oh, let's go back out and do this again. And he did, and he did. And the last, and then finally he wasn't able to when Graham comes in and gets a strip sack. And, you know, even to his credit, you know, he brings them down to that Hail Mary moment when you know, Gronk just couldn't quite pull that down. But, you know, again, it's a fun team to hate on for most of America, but I would say the Patriots in that region of Boston have had a pretty good run with 8 Super Bowl appearances.
Yeah, they'll be all right. We won't shed any tears, certainly, for them. Sean Tomlinson, Bleacher Report, joining us here. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700. Sean, to the other side, the winning side, the Eagles and their MVP quarterback and Nick Foles. What's next? He's under contract for another season. The Eagles could look to make a move. I know a lot will depend on certainly Carson Wentz's his recovery coming back from an ACL, but put yourself in the shoes. What would you be doing with an MVP on your hands?
It's a great position to be in, obviously, and a great problem to have. Now, you enter into this season with Foles, he was making $7 million, which for a backup quarterback is a little on the high end. Obviously, he proved, you know, he's well worth it, because at the time you have Wentz coming off not such a great season and you're unsure what you have in him, then he takes off, then he gets hurt, and but now it's tough because yes, it's such a quarterback star week. There's going to be so many quarterbacks. We've had one already, and two almost for sure with Cousins changing teams, and there's a lot of teams that are just that one quality quarterback away from making a big push, like the Jaguars, for example. So there's going to be a lot of appeal there, and Foles is still pretty young. However, as great as Wentz was in 2017, you have to be at least a little concerned about his health. You know, he suffered that injury late in the season. You know, can he come back and be fine for you? So you want that insurance that Foles has provided. Maybe he has to start all of September next year. So I think they probably stand pat. However, it also wouldn't shock me if someone really makes a strong offer and then the Eagles decide, you know, let's invest a day two pick in a quarterback instead.
Sean, I thought it was funny. I had been a big proponent of the Vikings taking a hard look at Kirk Cousins and seeing, you know, financially, I know they can make it work, but also you have to look at the future and the young defensive guys that they're going to have to re-sign coming up here in the next year or two. But all of a sudden this weekend with everybody in Minneapolis, it seems like more and more people are jumping on the Kirk Cousins to Minnesota train. Where are you? What are you hearing?
I at first was sort of skeptical of that happening for what you describe. It's you know, the Vikings are going to have to pay some guys a lot of money soon, especially, for example, Diggs. But they also have a lot of guys that are locked in under contract. You know, you have most of the core of that team is returning just fine in 2018, and you get Cook back, obviously, Dalvin Cook. It's just such a steep investment to make, and he's a quality quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But as the Vikings isn't this just a team that just proved that they can go really far and be successful with a quarterback who is, you know, sort of average to good? And I don't mean that to sound like I'm insulting Keenum at all, but if you can get that sort of play from a quarterback who is paid less, then you know you have the system around him with that defense, with that running game, to thrive and get far again. Like I realize that loss still stings, but you know it's a team that was one game away from playing in the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. when the original starting quarterback played two games, right? So I'm not sure it's a team that really needs to, you know, invest really heavily in that position right now.
Sean Tomlinson, it stings that we don't have football for a long time, but we thank you for joining us. We'll talk again soon, all right, Sean?
Anytime. Thank you.
Sean Tomlinson joining us back with the 5 o'clock hour next.
Tiki Barber and Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when 1 in 8 Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with 3 children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardestys every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors in need have dinner on the table. Donate today at foodbankiowa.org. We're the Food Bank of Iowa, and together we can solve hunger.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens hopes you'll share your heart this Valentine's Day. Stop by to pick up a Hallmark card, flowers, candy, or a small gift that will make the day special for your loved ones.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts, and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.